The leading candidates for Illinois governor have their final debate tonight. They'll meet in Quincy, a town that houses Illinois' largest state-run veterans home, which has been the site of multiple Legionnaires' disease outbreaks. 14 residents have died over the past 3 years. Tony Arnold and Dave McKinney have been investigating the outbreaks since last winter, and this week they went to Quincy to gather some of the victims' families to hear what's changed for them during the past year.
We met at a Quincy restaurant called Sprouts Inn, just a little up 12th Street from the veterans' home. Many of the families we gathered together live in Quincy, but they'd never met one another, even though they all have this common bond of losing parents to Legionnaires' disease in the 2015 outbreak.
I'm Diane McCatton. My father was Melvin Tucker.
Tucker was a World War II veteran who was taken prisoner by the Nazis. We wanted to see what the families experienced these last 10 months since the Quincy outbreaks have gotten so much attention. Many of their stories and their emotions were universal. One thing we heard from McCatton and all the families is that there's still raw anger about how they weren't told of the outbreak sooner, even though Governor Bruce Rauner's administrators knew they had an epidemic on their hands.
Do they think we're all stupid? I mean, here they are not telling us for 6 days, and our family members are in there. We could have had a choice, people. Yeah. We could have took our fathers and mothers out. We could have got them other help, and they had the audacity not to tell us for 6 days, some of us longer.
WBEZ has reported numerous stories in the Republican governor's response to the outbreaks. We found documentation showing public health officials waited 6 days before notifying the public of the 2015 outbreak and a pattern of slow or incomplete responses to outbreaks in subsequent years. Democratic Attorney General Lisa Madigan has now launched a criminal investigation. And McCatton says, as the story has gotten bigger, people she knows in Quincy have stopped her to ask her what she thinks.
I says, what do I think? And that was a mistake on her part. Yeah.
You opened up.
I did. And she says, well, I agree with you.
One of McCatton's relatives has written President Trump to try to get him involved, but she says it's too late for her to forgive home administrators or Rauner for her father's death.
This is Tony Arnold. Barb Kiefer says she is capable of forgiveness for what happened to her father due to her faith as a Christian. Kiefer is the daughter of William Schrand, a World War II Army vet, and she was the first to sue the state for neglect. Rauner's administration has fought the 12 families' lawsuits, denying the state was negligent in any of their deaths. But Kiefer says if she's taught to forgive, it would take more than that to heal. She says it would take a sincere apology from all responsible.
I was with my dad every day, round the clock. I watched him suffer. I don't want anybody to ever have to see that again. And it's a horrible, horrible death. Horrible.
Kiefer, like many of the other family members in the room, turned bitter when asked about Rauner's response since the WBEZ investigation. This year, Rauner proposed a $250 million new facility. He signed a new law so families and staff must be told within 24 hours of an outbreak, and Rauner has spent days and nights living at the veterans' home. In response to this story, Rauner's administration highlighted those changes and said, quote, our hearts are with the families of those who lost a loved one in the tragic outbreak in 2015. But Kiefer questioned how Rauner would feel if it were his family member in the home.
You know, having the same questions that we have and not getting any answers, you know. And if it wasn't for you guys, you know, I don't think a lot of us would know exactly what was going on.
Tim Miller was in a similar boat. Miller is the son of Eugene Miller, an Army veteran.
It's been 3 years. I mean, there's been plenty of opportunities without, you don't have to admit guilt to be compassionate and to be, to just simply say we're sorry.
Since our stories have started airing, Tim Miller created a Twitter account with a profile picture of his father's tombstone. He uses the account to frequently criticize Governor Rauner, and starting today, Miller will be seen in this TV ad for Rauner's political opponent in next month's election, Democrat J.B. Pritzker.
I looked up to my dad a lot, and I loved him, and whatever life he had left on this earth, it was his. And Governor Rauner was more interested in protecting his image than he was the heroes who served our country.
Tim's brother says it'll be interesting to see how Pritzker pursues this issue if he's elected. WBEZ asked Pritzker's campaign whether he intends to settle these families' lawsuits should he become governor. Pritzker did not commit to doing that, and the families were split on politicians' motives in addressing changes at the veterans' home. Some say they're using the issue selfishly for votes, and others see the changes as a positive legacy of sorts for their parents.
One of those is Steve French. His mom, Dolores, moved to the facility to be close to her husband, a Korean War vet. She died in her room of Legionnaires, where the coroner said she had been for up to 2 days before she was found. Steve French was fairly reserved during our gathering at the Quincy restaurant, and he would lean back or sometimes put his head in his hands.
I struggled with coming to Quincy. I haven't been here since it all happened, and so I had to give a lot of thought. But now that I'm here, I'm glad I came.
He says it's amazing how similar the family's stories are. French lives in Springfield and says he drove to the restaurant where we met in a way so that he didn't have to pass the veterans' home. What he can't get over is how if he had just known there was a problem, he could have put his mom in the car and taken her home for a little bit.
The thing that I just can't get my head around is how the administration sticks to that story.
Yes.
That they haven't done anything wrong.
Right.
That they would do it again. I don't understand, knowing that there were people that could have been saved, they wouldn't do something different.
He thinks when the new home does get built, statues of the Legionnaires' victims should go up with it. Because French says at first, he chalked his mom's death up as a horrible accident. Now, he says he wishes it had stayed that way, because the truth is so horrific. I'm Tony Arnold.
And I'm Dave McKinney.